Say good morning to each and every one of you here this morning. Bring you greetings in our precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's good to be here with each one of you. Appreciated the service so far and the devotional scripture reading that Brother Kyle had. It's fit very well with the theme or the thoughts of our Sunday school lesson as well as our the message for today. And before I forget it or go any farther, I'd like to say Happy Mother's Day as well to all of you mothers or grandmothers or maybe mothers-to-be someday. If you're a lady and you're not a mother yet, the possibility maybe will be someday yet. And just on a brief note, I just briefly, last weekend was a very encouraging weekend for our church and for each one of us here. And you know, it really made me think back as I was thinking this week on some of that, but think back as I pondered on why New Hope started, what was the thought process behind that, and BMA as well, you know, what the thought process behind a lot of that, and just a lot of good teaching and a lot of what he spoke about was a lot of the thought process that went on behind the scenes, I guess you could say, is leading up to New Hope starting, as well as BMA, the whole BMA, of why the need for that many years ago now. But thinking about Mother's Day, and yeah, I was thinking this morning as I was reading back over my notes and finishing studying, you know, many of us have a good positive experience as mothers, but not everybody in the world has had that. And so I do want to acknowledge that this morning. You know, some people, maybe somebody sitting here, didn't have that great of a mother or didn't have their mother with them very long. And there's definitely out in the world a lot of people that don't have the opportunity to have a godly mother or a very good experience as a mother. You know, I've heard of situations, and I guess I was thinking about a situation that Brother Jason was sharing last weekend with me there at home, or he was at our place, about a lady that he's helping work through some things and how her father had abused her, and she looks even as her had her mother as somewhat of a monster for not protecting her from the father's abuse. So, you know, I'm just sharing this to say, you know, if you're here this morning and you do have a positive experience of a mother growing up, you have a lot to be thankful for, but also acknowledging that there's maybe somebody sitting here that don't have a positive experience of a mother figure in their lives and want to acknowledge that as well as we go through the message. But thinking of that, I guess I've seen a quote. I forget the exact quote. I wanted to write it down, but it, you know, we need to be thankful for our heritage, but also remember that you're creating a legacy to come on for those to come on behind you. So if you haven't had a positive experience in your past, you don't have to continue that. You can leave a legacy that is, whether this is for anybody, not just mothers here this morning, but you can leave a legacy that would carry for generations in a positive way as well. Yeah, this morning the message on Mother's Day or mothers, you know, we want it to be an encouraging message. We want it to be a time of not to think of, well, I don't measure up to that, or my mother didn't measure up to that, but a positive way of helping each of you, and not only each of the ladies, but each of us men as well, to continue on the work that God has called us to do. You know, each year we have a day set aside for Mother's Day, and I think it's a good thing, and for Father's Day as well, to remember our mothers and to be thankful for them and what they have done for us. I probably shared this before, but I was thinking about it again as I was studying for the message here this morning. You know, something to think about. You know, none of us here this morning would be sitting here if it wasn't for a mother. We all have a mother. We all, yeah, we're not, God created Adam and Eve, but since that time there's been a mother to everybody that has been on the face of the earth. God has given them a heart of love and compassion to teach and train their children, and I believe it's something that we all should be grateful for. What is a mother, and what all does a mother do? There's a little poem that I had found many years ago. I think I've used this before, but I thought about it again this week. It's very fitting, especially if you're a mother here of young children. It says, mothers are blowers of noses and washers of ears, smoothers of bump spots and wipers of tears, scrubbers of dishes and wielders of mops, grandmas of dollies and winders of tops, Bathers of babies and umpires of spats, finders of boots, mittens and hats, helpers with lessons and makers of beds, shakers of dust cloths and combers of heads, button sewer honors and winders of clocks, menders of dresses and darners of socks, tellers of stories and readers of books, judges and juries of conduct and looks, doctors for heartaches and hearers of prayers, generals directing all family affairs, tenders of home fires and builders of men. Oh, for the gift of an adequate pen. Then as a little quote right after that, it said, brothers and sisters, if we have a, there's not enough adequate words this morning here to express how much we owe our mothers for their hard work and good words and loving deeds. Think about that for a moment. As I was reading over a few other things this week, as I was preparing for this Sunday, it said that if mothers would get paid a good wage for the time and the whatever it took for being a mother, being a mother would be one of the highest paying jobs in the world of the hours and the time they put in. There was another that said that they give 50% of their time to their family, the children, they give 50% of their time to their husband, and another 50% of the time to keeping everything else flowing. And think about that, that's 150%. In other words, they get stretched well beyond their ability many, many times. But moving on a little bit, today is a special day, and I trust it isn't today, but I trust that all of us can honor our mothers. Some of you here this morning, maybe your mothers aren't living anymore. Some of you, your mothers are maybe in the middle of life and still healthy and doing a lot in life. Others, our mothers are maybe possibly nearing the end of their lives and going, I don't know how to word this, but thinking of my mother especially, not able to do a lot of things she wished she could do, and there's a lot of special care that goes on along with that. But regardless of what stage of life you're in, I believe we still need to give honor to our mothers in one way or shape or form. Ephesians 6:2 says, honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with a promise. So there we see, we all know that verse, many of us from little up, if we honor our father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise. Proverbs 6 verse 20 says, my son, keep thy father's commandments and forsake not the law of thy mother. You know, if you think about life in general, as we think about our mothers, as we think about who they are and what they have done for us, mothers teach a lot about life in and of itself, and they have done a lot for us. You know, as you get older, you're sitting here and you're married, or out beyond the stage of under your mother's direct nurture and care, they're not so much involved in our daily caretaking anymore, but there's still, if you think about back when you were younger, there's a lot that they have done for us and a lot that they teach us about life in and of itself. I've seen an article one time that says by the time a child reaches 18, a mother has handled around 18,000 hours of child-generated work. Think about that for a moment. That's an average of 1,000 hours a year. For a good mother to help her children in the way God has designed it, it takes a lot of sacrifice. It takes a lot of giving up of their own desires and their ambitions. I think there was some of that shared this morning already in sharing time of how mothers reached out and helped others as well as their children. We need to be careful to love and cherish our mothers. And for us men here this morning that are married and have children, we need to be careful to love and cherish our wives as they take time for the children that God has given us. We need to take time for them and treat them with the honor and respect that God wants us to, and love them as it says, as Christ loved the church. Ephesians 5:25 says, husbands, love your wife, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. You've probably all heard this little saying. It's very, very true, and I believe it's, you can see it many times if you're married for very long, but it's, if mom isn't happy, nobody's happy. Think about that a little bit. If mom or dad, but thinking of mothers today, if mom isn't happy, that's usually affecting the whole family in one way or another. This morning, we want to look at the message we have before us here this morning. I've titled it, Mothers, God's Precious Gift. I want to look at Proverbs 31. I want to read verses 10 through 31. here again as we read over this. Some people read Proverbs, read a chapter each day of the month of read Proverbs each month of the year, read a chapter each day. And I know sometimes I've heard this saying said that some of the ladies are glad there's only 31 days in some of the months, and it's not every month that they have to read this chapter. But as we read over this morning, I again want it to be at a time of maybe encouraging, not a time of thinking, well, I don't in any way measure up to that. We're not thinking of anybody. God don't expect anybody to be perfect here on this earth. And we definitely don't want to portray that this morning, but we want to look at it in a way to encourage the ladies and to help us as men to be able to be there for our wives in any way we can. Proverbs 31, verses 10 through 31. Who can find a virtuous woman? Her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax, and willingly worketh with her hands. She is like the merchant ship, and bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household, and a portion to her maidens. She considereth a field, and buyeth it with the fruit of her hands. She yet planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength, and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor, yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all of her household is clothed with scarlet. She maketh her coverings of tapestry, her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. He maketh fine linen. Verse 24. She maketh fine linen and selleth it and delivereth girdles unto the merchants. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her works praise her in the gates. Have a lot to ponder on and think about here in these verses. You know, we think of as I shared, you know, if we have a godly heritage, if we have a godly mother, and if we have for those of us that are married, if we have a godly wife, we have a lot to be thankful for. Verse 28, verse 30. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. It's a lot to think about as we ponder on as we go through the message here this morning. Thinking of just a little bit, mothers truly are a precious gift of God. Had to think different times this week as I was studying and praying and thinking about, you know, most of you, probably all of you know it, I lost my dad when I was younger, and my mom took on the role, I guess you could say, of mom and dad in the home, so to speak, or covered that. And yeah, there's a lot behind the scenes that happen. We take many things for granted in those times. We even go through spells in our teen years where we maybe didn't appreciate our parents or our mothers as much as we should have. Which brings, I guess, something to mind. I found this too as I was, it's kind of a normal thing for life. I'm not sure why, but it says different age brackets of your life. It says at 4 years of age, a child would say, my mommy can do anything. At 8 years of age, my mom knows a lot, a whole lot. At 12 years of age, my mom doesn't really know quite everything. At 14 years of age, naturally, mothers don't know everything, don't know that either. At 16 years of age, mother, she's hopelessly old-fashioned. At 18 years of age, man, my mom's getting older. She's way out of date. At 25 years of age, well, she might have known a little bit more than I thought. At 35 years of age, before we decide on that, let's go see what mom's opinion is on it. At 45 years of age, I wonder what mom would have thought about that. At 65 years of age, I wish I could have a talk with mom again. Think about that, of how the different, and I'm not sure why our seems to be our natural tendency makeup is to be that way, but I guess I thought of that as I was sharing about times when we go through life where we maybe don't appreciate our mothers for who they are. But Proverbs is called a book of wisdom, and in the verses we just read, it talks a lot about the qualities of a virtuous woman or a good wife or a good mother. Several of the verses there at the end, and I brought out the one there in verse 30, talks about the impact that she has made as a woman, and talks about reminds us that she is a precious gift from God. There in verses 27 through 31, I won't read all over them again, but it talks about looking well into the ways of her household, and her children rise up and are blessed. And verse 29, just an affirmation that there's many daughters or many women or many wives have done virtuously, but thou excellest among them all. I guess I'm thinking here as us husbands, are we encouraging our wives? Are we giving them the affirmation they need? Are we there for them in the way we need to be? Then it goes on saying, you know, anything in life, there in verse 30, kind of paints the picture of anything in life other than fearing the Lord is going to be in vain or is deceitful. And then verse 31 talks about her own works will praise her in the gates. In other words, the things that she has done in life will come back as an affirmation to her later in life. This morning, as we go through the message, you want to look at four qualities of a mother that truly are a gift from God. And each one of the qualities is from the letter we want to look at is the word gift. The first one it starts out with a letter from each of those letters in that word gift. First one is G is graciousness. A mother is a precious gift. She is one that is more concerned about the needs of others than she is about the needs of herself. She puts family first. She puts those in need second and herself last. She is gracious and self-giving, not only in the way she lives, but in how she acts in life. A couple verses to back up the thoughts of that is verse 15 and verse 27 there in our text. It says, verse 15, she riseth up while it is yet night and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. And then verse 27, she looketh well to the ways of her household and eateth not the bread of idleness. We see it paints the picture of putting others' needs ahead of their own. Thinking of that, there was a teacher one time that asked a boy the question, suppose your mother had baked a pie and there was seven of you, your parents and five children, what part of the pie would you get? A sixth, the boy replied. I'm afraid you don't know your fractions, said the teacher. Remember, there are seven of you. Yes, teacher, the boy said, but you don't know my mother. Mother would say, I don't really want any pie. Think about that for a moment of how mothers often give up of themselves and of their time and other things to help the rest of the family. Thinking of the word gracious, the definition of gracious is having or showing kindness, full of compassion and merciful. She is gracious to her household. She is gracious to her family. She is gracious to the needy. She is a woman of kindness, a precious gift from God. Not sure how much I should say here. I didn't think about all of this till right now, but I was thinking about my own mom and the different things she's done over the years, and I'm not doing this in any way to make her seem better than anybody else, but she is my mother and she's the one I grew up around and the one I know. I'm sure you all have stories you could tell as well, but one of the things she has done all of her life was got clothing together to give to what used to be MCC years ago and now it's CAM, used clothing, and she still enjoys that. It's maybe not a blessing to the rest of us in the family as it used to be to her because she's always wanting to go to different places to be able to gather this clothing up or covers. She likes to gather covers, and she would be probably hate me for even mentioning any of this morning because very few people would probably know she does as much as she does, but used to be a couple times a year there was a rummage sale at a church in Shippensburg, and she would get all the leftover clothing from that. They would just give it to her. She would go through all of that Many times we would take clothing by the truckloads to places to donate, to help. And I was thinking about that, of someone that is gracious to the needy, someone that is looking out for others' needs instead of their own. But again, I'm sure many of you could have stories to tell about your mothers and things of that nature as well. But moving on, the letter I we want to look at is intelligent. A mother also has intelligence. She has wisdom and she is industrious. She has not only manages her family well, but also helps take care of the finances in the family. Verse 13 and 14 and then 16 through 19. Kind of paints a picture. She's willing to do what it takes to provide for her family. There in verse, there again, I'm not going to read all the verses again, but there in verse 13 and 14, she gathers what she needs. She seeks wool and flax, works with her hands. She brings together food from afar. And then 16 through 19, she considers a field. And in other words, she's again providing for her family in whatever way she can. Verse 19 talks about there she lays her hand to the spindle and her hands hold to the distaff. In other words, it paints a picture of an industrious person that is looking out for the needs of her family. It's kind of a description of a strong woman, whether it's who balances her family and other responses well. You could say in today's terms, she is a designer, she is a seamstress, she is a cook, she's one that puts together whatever it takes to provide for her family. You know, some of the things we're talking about here, maybe a person of intelligence isn't something that we can fully appreciate until we're older, until we're maybe in that 45 to 65 year old bracket, and maybe I'm not even quite there myself yet, but I will say I've learned a lot in the last couple years as we've walked beside the journey that my mom is on in her life in her elderly years. But it gives you a whole new perspective and understanding, and yeah, maybe even, I guess I told one of my brothers, I think it was, maybe 6 months, a year ago, I'm seeing a side of my mom that I'd never seen before, never knew was there. But you know, at their elderly stage of life, all you see all different stages of their lives as they get older and go through unique tests and trials in their health. Thinking a little bit more here, God has given each woman or mother a unique gift or ability. You know, there's one thing I guess I was thinking about too as I was studying for this. The Bible says we're not to compare ourselves among ourselves. You know, the different ladies or the different mothers here, you can't compare yourself. Some of you are more gifted at sewing. Some of you are more gifted at cooking. Some of you are more gifted at reaching out and helping the needy. You know, you don't need to look at the other one and say, well, man, I can't do what she's doing, and that just makes me feel like I'm not up to par. That, yeah, don't think about them kind of things. Relish who you are for what God has made you for, and give to your family in the way you can in the areas that God has blessed you with. F, we want to look at faithfulness. A precious mother is faithful. She is faithful to her husband, her family, and to God. Now, as I was reading across the notes this morning, I was almost about half getting choked up when I read that statement, and I was thinking about it here again as I was reading it right now. But if you have a mother or a wife that is faithful, that alone is a lot to be thankful for. You know, there's many of children out there today wondering where their mom is or what she did last night. There's many of a husband out there wondering who their wives were with in the last week or what they've done at work with a coworker and that kind of thing. If you have a wife or a mother that is faithful, you have a lot to be thankful for. That in of itself is worth more than anything you could ever have. Verses 10 to 12, who can find a virtuous woman? Her price is far above rubies. Think about that a moment. I don't know what the price is for rubies. Thinking of fine rubies, it's a rare gem. If you have a virtuous mother or a virtuous wife, her price is far above rubies. Verse 11, the heart of her husband doth safely trust in her so that he has no need of spoil. In other words, thinking about some of the stuff I just talked about there, If you have a wife that is faithful, you can trust in her, so you have no need to spoil, no need to worry, no need to be concerned. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. And then verse 25 and verse 30, strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. And again, that verse there talks about a woman that feareth the Lord is one that's greatly to be praised. I believe, thinking about that a little bit more, being faithful is a lost virtue in our society around us today. You know, thinking a little bit more about that verse, that a woman that feareth the Lord is greatly to be praised. You know, I've seen a quote as I was studying. It says, it's not so much our ability that counts with God, but our availability. Think about that just a moment. You know, many times we get caught up in what we can do, what we can't do, what somebody else is doing. But I believe if we'd be more concerned about our surrender to the Lord and our availability to Him, and this is maybe for all of us here this morning, it would go a long ways in helping us do the work that God has for us on this earth. Do we use the gifts and abilities we have to faithfully serve God and others? Thinking again about mothers, a godly mother is a woman of faithfulness, and it is truly a precious gift from God. T, we want to look at is tenderness. A precious mother is tenderhearted, overflows with love and kindness. She thinks tenderly, speaks tenderly, and acts tenderly. Verse 26, she openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. Did you ever think about how many times when children skin their knees or get hurt, especially younger children, they go running to mom, or they want mom? Maybe if you've been out somewhere where there's a lot of people together and your child comes crying and you pick them up, and for us men, husbands, and you try to nurture them. Sometimes it can help, but other times they just want mom. I want mom. I want mom. And there's something about the mom that creates safety, and I believe this is where this fits in with that tenderness. There's a tender touch that mom has that us men, I guess, just don't quite have, which is not a bad thing. That's the way God designed us, I believe. But many times, children will go to their mothers with a hurt or a problem because a lady or a mother is much more tenderhearted than men normally are. Mothers are full of love and compassion and kindness. They will always seek to do what's best for their children. It's a little illustration about a dad was going over some pictures. There was a father who was looking at some wedding pictures with the 4-year-old daughter, and he explained the whole wedding service to her and then asked if she had any questions. She pointed to the picture of the wedding party and asked, "Daddy, is that when mommy came to work for us?" Think about that a moment. I hope our children maybe don't have that perspective of our moms or our wives or their moms. But that is kind of brings into perspective that a lot of wives, a lot of mothers, things they do throughout the day are basically work to help the family keep on going, whether it's making food, whether it's doing the wash, whether it's cleaning the house, kind of the whole, we all know what's involved. So this morning, let's continue to remember that mothers were given to us as a precious gift from God. We should be able to respond to that with thankfulness. And here again, maybe some of you sitting here don't have the most positive experience with your mother in your life, but as I'm getting older, I tend to look at the blessings for in life instead of looking at the troubles that we're going through. There's always something that you can find that is a blessing. You know, there's several things that happened this week, and this isn't on Mother's Day, but there's several things that happened this week that you could say were troubles or trials, but yet there was a blessing in there. You know, there was, I forget even what it was, earlier in the week something happened. It wasn't very pleasant to go through there on the farm, but the thought came to me, well, I'm glad this wasn't a Sunday morning or an evening that we had to go away, you know. So I was looking for the blessings. Last night we had some issues with the alley scrapers there in our freestall barn. Well, I'm glad it happened last night instead of a Sunday morning or Sunday night. It's just, so there's always And I'm sharing that to say this, if you haven't had the most positive experience with your mother in your past, look for, there's something you can look for as a blessing, something that you can appreciate that your mother did do for you. And if your mother's still alive and there's maybe not the greatest relationship that you wished you could have, maybe pray for your mother. You would be amazed how much that can bring healing and how much that can bring things around to where they should be. As we think about that some more to kind of wrap it up, let's all be thankful for who our mothers are, for what they did for us and what they have provided for us in the way they have. We truly have a lot to be thankful for if we have a godly mother. For you wives and mothers here this morning, don't give up in the midst of the heat, so to speak, in the midst of all the work that can go along. Our children are getting older now and can take care of themselves pretty much, but we had small children one time too, and we know what it was like to have crying children in the middle of the night and ones that needed a lot of attention, a lot of discipline, things like that. But don't give up in the middle of the heat. It'll be worth it all as they get older. If you continue to do it God's way and nurture and train them and show them the way. I guess, if anything, as my thoughts were coming together for this morning, I wanted it to be a time of encouragement for all of us here this morning, whether it's you as mothers that are in the middle of raising your young children, or for all of us as we, that we would learn to be able to appreciate and be thankful for the mothers that God has given us. With those thoughts in mind, let us kneel for prayer.